Imagine walking into a negotiation where your adversaries are so hostile they've been sabotaging each other's vehicles in the parking lot. This was reality for one California school district before implementing the principles of radical collaboration. What transformed this toxic environment wasn't another set of teamwork platitudes, but a profound shift in how people showed up, moving from defensive posturing to authentic engagement. The approach is radical precisely because it addresses what most collaboration frameworks ignore, the inner work required to build genuine trust. At its core, effective collaboration isn't about techniques or processes, it's about creating psychological safety. Google's extensive Project Aristotle research later confirmed what this approach pioneered. The single most important factor in team effectiveness isn't intelligence, experience, or skill, but whether people feel safe enough to be vulnerable with each other. When we operate from fear, even the best designed systems fail. When we create safety, even flawed processes can yield remarkable results. The radical promise here isn't just better meetings or smoother projects, it's fundamentally transformed relationships that produce measurable results. Organizations implementing these principles have seen conflict decrease by an average of 67%, while companies with collaborative cultures outperform their counterparts by a staggering 756% in net income over 11 years. We operate from three fundamental zones during conflict or collaboration. The green zone represents our best selves, authentic, curious, and open to connection. Here, we listen genuinely, share information freely, and remain vulnerable without defensiveness, fostering innovation and trust. The red zone manifests as defensiveness through aggression. Driven by fear, we interrupt, dismiss others' ideas, withhold information, and focus on winning rather than problem-solving. For example, counterattacking someone's competence when they criticize your project exemplifies red zone behavior. The pink zone is subtler, passive-aggressive behavior masquerading as cooperation while concealing hostility. Think of someone who agrees to unrealistic deadlines with no intention of meeting them, then offers elaborate excuses for failure. This creates an environment where words and actions misalign. These zones have concrete effects. People experiencing red zone behavior show 30% less creativity and generate 25% fewer ideas than those treated respectfully. Our defensive reactions often stem from emotional memories, particularly from childhood, causing us to react from past fears rather than present circumstances. With awareness, we can learn to recognize these triggers and choose more effective responses. Defensiveness is the greatest barrier to effective collaboration. It escalates minor disagreements into major conflicts. Rather than protecting us from others, defensiveness shields us from uncomfortable internal feelings. When feeling inadequate, we often blame others as an automatic defense mechanism. Whether it's the perfectionist's criticism, the people-pleaser's empty agreements, or the procrastinator's manufactured crises, these are all patterns protecting self-image. Breaking this cycle starts with creating a personal early warning system. Identify your defensive behaviors, counterattacking, making excuses, playing victim, or withdrawing. Once aware, you can develop strategies to interrupt these patterns before damaging relationships. The unhooking your hot buttons process helps manage triggers. Start by identifying facts and feelings, examine your internal narrative, and explore underlying fears. For example, when Chris interrupts me, I feel dismissed becomes, this triggers my insecurity as the newest team member, creating space for thoughtful response rather than reaction. Truth is the grand simplifier is vital for effective relationships. While many fear honesty will damage connections, more harm comes from insufficient openness than from candor, especially in workplace issues left unaddressed. Effective openness requires three elements: self-awareness of triggers, honest sharing of insights, and psychological safety where vulnerability is respected. This isn't about universal truth, but sharing authentic thoughts while remaining accountable to other perspectives. Creating space for truth demands focused listening without distractions. Adopt a tell-me-more approach and reflect both content and emotions. It sounds like you felt frustrated when the deadline changed without consultation. Understanding doesn't require agreement. You can acknowledge someone's view while holding a different position. I understand your timeline concerns given market pressures, while I'm concerned about quality risks. Teams that balance honesty with respect experience fewer conflicts, faster resolution, and stronger relationships, leading to more effective collaboration. Our lives are shaped by countless choices, though many remain blind to these decisions. During the dot-com crash, when a California tech company relocated, some employees became paralyzed while others created solutions through carpooling and telecommuting initiatives. The difference lay in their perception of personal agency. We often forfeit choices unconsciously. Consider Steven, a warehouseman who complained about his position without taking action. His inaction provided hidden benefits, routine comfort, social bonding through shared complaints, and avoiding his father's disapproval of front office snobs. Self-accountability means shifting from "why does this always happen to me?" to "what choices created this experience?" and "what alternatives exist now?" Even in constrained situations, we retain the power to choose our response, a fundamental freedom that can transform circumstances. This mindset develops through small daily choices, from traffic reactions to workplace interactions. FIRO theory identifies three key dimensions of relationship compatibility: inclusion, desired contact with others; control, desired influence; and openness, comfort with self-disclosure. While matching preferences can help, behavioral flexibility matters more than specific tendencies. Each dimension links to core fears: being ignored, inclusion; humiliated, control; and rejected, openness. These fears drive rigid responses. Some people overcompensate while others withdraw completely. For example, fear of being ignored might create attention-seeking or social withdrawal. Understanding these patterns explains why certain relationships flow easily while others generate constant friction. It's not about abstract personality compatibility, but how our fears and needs interact with others. When we understand our patterns, we can communicate needs more effectively and respond more thoughtfully. This framework helps reframe relationship difficulties. Rather than viewing conflicts as signs of incompatibility, we can see them as opportunities to develop greater flexibility and mutual understanding. Building a collaborative culture requires systematic effort across three key steps: assessing collaboration gaps, developing collaborative skills across employees, and implementing robust follow-up systems. The final step often determines success. Swedish company Martin & Servera outperformed SEB by maintaining rigorous follow-up practices. Organizations reinforced collaborative skills through book clubs, newsletters, forums, and reminder systems. These efforts yield measurable results. In one experiment, two cleaning teams received different mindset instructions. Team 1 was told to feel insignificant and incompetent, while Team 2 was told to feel significant and competent. Team 2 performed twice as well, showing stronger collaboration and engagement. The journey to better relationships starts with action. Take initiative with clear intentions, accept responsibility for choices, communicate honestly while listening deeply, and practice vulnerability and forgiveness. Challenge limiting beliefs and maintain a sense of humor. Radical collaboration emerges through daily choices that reshape interactions. Each moment offers the opportunity to choose connection over protection, curiosity over certainty, and collaboration over competition, creating the foundation for extraordinary relationships and results.